Dear Mr. Prime Minister, Senate President, honorable politicians, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, I have the honor, the privilege, and the pleasure to represent the city of Vienna and the governor and mayor, Lord Mayor of Vienna, Mr. Dr. Michael Heupel, and the Chancellor of Communication, Urban Planning and Traffic, Dr. Rudi Schicker. When friends and neighbors celebrate and have anniversary to celebrate, and the other neighbors and friends should join them with joy and come and celebrate with them and congratulate them for this thing they have built the last 10 years. We should always evaluate the works we do. And a lot of people say, what are the measures of success we've done? There's a lot of course. One of them is continuity, sustainability. If you are now celebrating 10 years, this is one thing to show that you have made really a good job, because many of us starts with the idea and we never end it. Second thing is, what are you delivering? We are not working for self-fulfillment. You are delivering results. And the third thing, to show how many people are participating. If I am looking at this honorable table, this Prime Minister, former Prime Minister, Mayor Lords, governors, all these ladies and gentlemen coming, these are all things you could be proud of achieving. As a matter of fact, Vienna knows that cities like Prague, Bratislava, Budapest, Sarajevo are much nearer to Vienna than cities as Salzburg and Innsbruck. That means we are also celebrating the European Union anniversary of 50 years. Borders are broken, cultures are growing together, and there are very much parallelity between the IT and the e-government of the European Union. Both of them are trying to break these barriers and come together. Salesi once said the founders of the European Union thought about the market as an instrument of political integration. We must really be careful that the European Union don't become for the market a way to deal. That's why, think about one thing, and these are the challenges we had in Vienna and Austria also by establishing a government 10 years ago. Think about the problem of the info-rich and info-poor. Not everybody has an access and a computer, not everybody has access to an internet, not everybody can use it. We have an aging society, a lot of people which are elderly don't have that possibility to deal. We have the social disadvantage, we have the youth, we have migrants and minorities. These challenges should be taken in focus for the future, so that we become a society of values, a society of ethics and social standards, and the technology should be helping us in reaching all these things. My colleague asked me to be short, so I hope you and wish you a very successful meeting for the future, and hoping to see you again in the soon future. Thank you very much.